Das Chazar zu sagen, nicht aber recht zu sagen, wenn man Yehudim sagt, dass Shalom darf auf Beis. Sagt der Mishnah Halacha Gimel, if Mida Kotche Kotche becomes Tomei, whether with an Avatum or not, whether it became Tomei in the Azara or out, Beshami say it gets burned inside the Azara, except when it becomes Tomei with an Avatum outside the Azara. Beshilin say it gets burned outside the Azara, except when it becomes Tomei from something other than an Avatum inside the Azara. Well, Yehuda says if it became Tomei with an Avatum, it gets burned outside the Azara, and if it became Tomei with any other Tum, it always gets burned inside the Azara. Rabbi Akiva says it gets burned wherever it became Tomei. Zakhtin Mar Bakapora said the Ava Tumah referred to in the Mishnah is Tumah Dei Raisa, and the other Tumah is Tumah Dei Rabbanan. Rabbi Yechon said both Tumahs are referring to Tumah Dei Raisa. According to Rabbi Yechon, in fact, the Gemara, since both Tumahs are Dei Raisa, why does Beishami differentiate between the meat that became Tummy outside the Azara with an Ava Tumah, it's burned outside, and the meat that became Tummy outside with other Tumah, in which case it's burned inside? Also, why does Beis Hill differentiate between the meat that became Tummy on the inside with an Ava Tumah and other Tumah? Mar moves on to the next question. According to Bakapara, why did Beishamai differentiate between the meat that became tummy with an avatum on the inside and the meat that became tummy with an avatum on the outside, since they're both deraisa? And for the Gemara, that's because Beishamai agreed with Rabbi Akiva that it should be burned in a place that it became tummy when it's tummy deraisa. According to Bakapara, why does Beis Hill differentiate between meat that became tummy with other tumah on the inside and meat became tummy with other tumah on the outside, since they're both derabbanan? Mar says because that's Beis Hill will agree with Rabbi Shimon, who says that anything tummy, even if it's only tummy derabbanan, may not be brought into the azhar. Zok, the next Mishnah Halacha Dalet. The limbs of a carbon tumah are placed on the lower half of the ramp on the western side. They're placed there until the kahanim were ready to bring them up onto the mizbeach. The limbs of the carbon musaf were placed on the lower half of the ramp on the eastern side. The limbs of the carbon musaf for Rosh Chodesh were put on top of the karkoiv of the mizbeach. Zok, the Mishnah Shkolim and Bikurim only apply when the base of Mizrach are standing. Meiser of grain, animal meiser, and Bechairis apply even when the base of Mizrach is no longer standing. If someone designates Shkolim or Bikurim when the Beis HaMikdash is no longer standing, they have a din of Hegdash. Rav Shimon says if one says his Bikurim are Kodesh after the Churban, it does not become Kodesh. In fact, Gemara, what is the Karkoiv? And for the Gemara, it's the Amma wide space between each horn on the Mizbeach and the Amma walkway of the Kahanim. Fact number one, when Rosh Chodesh falls on Shabbos, which Musaf is brought first, Rosh Chodesh or Shabbos? Rav Yirmiyah thought to say that just like the song of Rosh Chodesh is sung by the Levim before the song of Shabbos, the Gabi Shir, Rosh Chodesh comes first, so the Gabi Musaf also Rosh Chodesh comes first. Rav Yosef asked, Rosh Chodesh comes first for Shir in order to publicize that as Rosh Chodesh. However, regarding Karbonis, it could be that Shabbos is brought first because it's Tadir. Gemara moves on. The Mishnah said, Shkolim ubikurim v'chulu. It seems from our Mishnah, Zakta Gemara, that Rav Shimon would hold that if Shkolim are made Kaddish today, they do become Kaddish. He only says, Bikurim don't become Kaddish. Rav Shimon and Yehuda says in the name of Rav Shimon, neither Shkolim nor Bikurim become Kaddish with Zman Hazet. Abraisa says, someone who becomes a ger today has to separate money to be used for his carbon when the base of Mikdash is rebuilt. Rav Shimon said that Rav Yechem and Zakai said that one should not do so because it leads it could lead to someone accidentally benefiting from the money. In fact, Gemara, if one does designate the money for a carbon today, does it get Kedusha? Gemara says it was seen from Rav Shimon that Rav Yechem and Zakai says it should not be done, which means that if it is done, it does get Kedusha. Fact number Rabbi Yehuda Amtad Raya said, he asked, that would mean that Rav Shimon over here says it will become Kaddish today, but in our Mishnah he says that Shkolim do not become Kaddish today. So Rabbi Yossi answered, when separating for a carbon, that money will always be available for the carbon and therefore becomes Kaddish. When separating for the shekel, it eventually will become an old shekel, which can't be used for the purchase of Kabbanish when Nisan arrives. So he'll anyway not be performing the purpose of the shekel, and therefore he said it shouldn't become Kaddish. Mara and Zoah, Rav Hamnuna, and Rav Ada Bar Ahava, in the name of Rav, Paskin like Rav Shimon of our Mishnah, that Bikurim did not become Kaddish today, but Shkolim do. Hadnalach, Perek Kol Haroikin, Hadnalach, Mesechta, Shkolim, Mazel Tov, Mazel Tov, Mazel Tov.